Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining us this afternoon. We just wanted to make an announcement that this season we are going to officially retire Joe Green's number 75. The ceremony will be at our game against the Ravens at home on November 2nd, and Joe and his family will be joining us for the ceremony. It's been a long time coming, this decision, and really thought about doing this off and on many times, and the hesitation always was that kind of where do you stop? But really decided that now was the time, and we don't have to decide kind of who's next. I think Joe is the obvious person from the 70s team to go first in terms of having his number retired, and we're excited to honor him and his many contributions to the Steelers. Dad.
I would just like to say that I think this is a tremendous thing to do for Joe. Joe was actually the cornerstone of the team that, you know, Chuck Knoll came, and the first pick that he really made was Joe. And Joe, the big thing that identified him is that he had a great determination to win. He really pushed everybody in the organization, especially the players, that winning was what we're there for. There's a lot of different examples and things like that. Joe is a great person, in addition to being a great football player. Now, the one thing I will say is that, you know, we did retire Ernie Stotner's jersey a while back, and this doesn't take anything away from him. He was a great player, and, you know, he was the player of the 50s and did very well. But Joe is just something special. What he did always, the way he acted, things like that, he's much deserving of this, you know, honor, and that's what he thinks that it is. This is a great honor. So I'm very pleased that we're doing that at this time.
We'll open it up for any questions. For
Mr. Reinhart, if the fact that it came in the months after Chuck Knoll's death, is that what made this something that was a natural for you at this time?
Well, we actually decided to do it before that. When Joe was in town during the draft back in April in May, is when we talked to Joe about it and made sure he was comfortable with it, and so it really wasn't connected to Chuck's passing, but certainly in some ways it's an appropriate time to do that because of that.
Boy, you held on to the one retired jersey for so long. Was this a difficult decision?
I don't think it was a difficult decision. All because of the Joe Green, what he did, things like that. And as I mentioned, it's no reflection, anything but positive as far as Stotner is concerned. But, you know, it was not a difficult decision as far as we were concerned because of Joe being what he was.
Art, were you waiting, retiring any more jersey numbers, or just basically it for the time being?
Well, you know, as I said, that was kind of the hesitation for a long time in terms of if we started down this road, where do you stop, and are there enough numbers to go around for all the guys that maybe deserve to have their number retired? But I think the decision that we made was, look, we'll make this decision one at a time, and not really deciding about any other jerseys at this point. And you know, we're just really excited about recognizing Joe.
Yeah, when Joe was drafted, I believe there was some speculation among fans and even some media, the Joe Who headline and so forth. Do you have any idea that he would turn out to make the impact that he ended up making for you in the NFL?
I think we found out pretty quickly. When we started to practice, as you know, it was that Joe took on every offensive lineman that we had, and he was a rookie and they were not. And he showed from there on the kind of a player he was and what he did. So I don't think anyone, the Steelers particularly, but I don't think anyone in the league was surprised at what happened.
Mr. Williams, one of the reasons that you hesitate to retire the numbers is that you want to keep the teamwork motivation in place for the Steelers. You don't want to sing about one player and let them know that they're all great. You don't want to kind of put emphasis on one player. Is that why you hesitate?
Well, no, I'd say the hesitation really was more about, look, we've been fortunate down through the years to have many players who could deserve to have their number retired. And so it really was a concern about, you know, how many jerseys can you actually retire? And as I said, we came to the conclusion recently that, look, we don't have to make a decision on how many jerseys we retire. I think it's the right thing to do to retire Joe's number at this point, and we'll make other decisions down the road as, you know, as seems appropriate.
Dan, do you recall when Stotner's jersey was retired?
Very much so. I actually was the one that presented the jersey at Pitt Stadium is where we were playing then. Retired his number.
What year was it? Do you remember that?
Probably somewhere in the maybe 60s.
64, I think. Bert's telling me.
But his jersey was 64 too, right?
No, 70. Stotner's jersey was 70.
So you're going to do one every 50 years?
We're on that pace.
Art, you said that you wanted to talk to Joe first to see if he was comfortable with it. Was he, or did you have to talk him into it at all?
Well, he was certainly not expecting it, let's put it that way. You know, we called him in, and I don't think he had any idea what we were going to say, and I think it took him a little while to kind of sort of get used to the idea. But, you know, he was very honored and excited to have his family come up and do this. And I kind of left it up to him what game it was going to be. And no surprise, he picked the Ravens game.
Do you expect a number of Joe's former teammates to be there the night that his jersey is retired?
Possibly, yeah.
That's the way it's been. They feel very close to the team.